forward pass from Sellers, they break away, and it's up to 40 metres, back inside of Weathers, Weathers breaks away, Weathers hands off another player, he hands on a third player, he sprints 60 metres, he's 3 metres short, a fabulous break from John Wilkins, supporting the passing out wide, the 3-on-1, they're going to go over here, they're going to go over St Helens, they had to go over, yes they did, the referee's booing, because quite frankly, all that came from a bad mistake by the referee, Mr Silverwood, who allowed the game to play on when St Helens were holding the play the ball down, but all that came away from a break in the middle of the park, quick play the ball from St Helens, sliding another 10 metres, St Helens in the wet, but doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what the crowd think, the boos have gone, it's a try, it's 22 minutes gone on the clock, it's the Saints for the Bradford Bulls nil. A strange out to Jeffries. Jeffries a kick over the top. The Bulls will chase it. Who's there? Price is there. The Bradford will play behind him. It bobbles, it touches, it bounces. Does Whitehead touch it? Whitehead going to boot to the head. What's the referee said? The referee has said yes! The Bradford Bulls going to try for some scraps. It was pressure on the right-hand side. The fabulous kick from Jeffries. He's been the thorn in the second-hand side all night. And with 34 minutes gone on the clock, it's the Bulls 4, St Helens 4. Jeffries over the... Oh, it goes into the air. Hangs in the night sky. Who's under it? It bounces.
Oh!
Oh, the St Helens player lets it bounce. I can't believe what I've just seen. I cannot believe what I've just seen. The St Helens player just totally let the ball bounce. The kick went into the night sky from 30 metres out. And the chasing Bradford player touched the ball down in the corner. That was big Carl Price.
Yep.
He ran up the touchline like a ballerina. What a big man. Like a racehorse. Like a thoroughbred. When we thought the ball was going out. What was the St Helens player thinking?
Completely uncharacteristic from Jamie Foster. He's a quality player. Saints will try everything now. This is where Bradford have got to be on. You know, a minute to go. It's almost impossible to score twice in a minute, I think. But they're going to give it a go. And they're away with Jamie Foster down this side. Now Melly.
He's going to catch him. I think that's going to be a try.
It's a try.
They're not going to catch him. Crooks has a go. Crooks tackles him. A fantastic chase back by Crooks. But St Helens, that never say die attitude from Lancashire, has gone right to the end. We thought that might happen.
The Bulls will kick deep, surely. Possibly kick out on the full.
Yeah. They're walking back, so they want the hooter to go now, the Bulls.
There's the hooter. The referee blows for full-time, and the Bradford Bulls have the first home victory of 2012. It's a 12-8 victory over past champion St Helens.